Hi, my name's Colette, and I'm 19 years old, and I'm from Canada. I'm a huge maniac. I absolutely love Connor's voice. Definitely my favorite song from Connor's new album, it has to be Glass Girl, though I do absolutely love Pictures as well. I find Pictures definitely shows off his vocal abilities phenomenally, but I would definitely have to say Glass Girl is probably my favorite. I really like the way that the song is produced, so thumbs up to Pharrell for that. For my favorite covers, though, I'd have to choose Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, Breathe, and Unthinkable. They all definitely show off his vocal abilities really well. What I think makes Connor special is, of course, his amazing vocal abilities. You don't really hear anybody like that today. He's definitely got something really special in his voice. It's a lot different than what's out there, and, of course, he's going to go far. Anything different, of course, is amazing. But also, it's his goofy personality, and we all love that. It makes him, just shows that he's still a real guy, and he really doesn't care what people think. He just acts like a normal teenager, and we all love that. I think being a maniac is all about trying to let other people know about Connor. Whenever I get the chance, I always slip in conversations, actually. I'm like, oh, you ought to check out this really sick singer that I found. And every single person that I've, showed Connor to, they've fallen in love with him, too. Being a maniac also isn't just about listening to his music and such. It's also about being in the fandom and with all the people you meet all around the world. It's actually a really fun experience. I have a Tumblr dedicated to him, Canadian-Maniac. So I talk with tons of people all on Tumblr from all around the world, and it's a really fun experience getting to know everybody. I've also had the chance to see Connor in concert. I saw him on the 13th of July, and that was a really fun experience. It was such a sick concert. It was really small and intimate, so it was a lot of fun. I actually also was able to meet Connor after the concert because of a contest I won, and that is definitely a moment I'll never forget. It was an awesome experience to finally meet Connor, and give him a panda, of course. I'm actually going to be seeing Connor again in just a few days at Wham Bam in Toronto again. And I'm super excited for that.